This is Daily Minute Special, the English language version of Daily Minutes.
As you probably notice, it's English week, and for the next couple of weeks it will also be English. I will explain later. I want to talk about rechargeable batteries today. I did have my first rechargeable batteries, in the 70s. These were nickel cadmium, but cadmium is prohibited now in the EU. So it's nickel metal hydride. How do you say that? Well, I have no experience before pronouncing nickel metal hydride. No. I'll have to look that up. But since then, those cells are more common. In Dutch, there is a difference between a battery and a rechargeable battery. The latter is called a rechargeable battery, but also a accu, and which is short for accumulator. I don't think that in English this is that common. I have seen it used, but not very often. Rechargeable batteries develop very, very fast nowadays. It's just like memory chips. I think they double in capacity every 2 years. But there are also some points that I don't like that much. For example, you can only buy 9-volt block batteries that have a kind of a buck converter built in, and sometimes they give kind of needles on the voltage that will be audible in a microphone amp if you use it therefore, and it's hard to find one that doesn't have the buck converter, because it is easy. You can charge them with USB-C, and they have much more capacity. Internally, they work with a 3.7 lithium ion, and on top of that is kind of a management system and security items. But that's what I don't like, and there is much more. A few years ago, I bought a couple of 3.7 pen lights. They are slightly bigger than the normal ones, a bit longer, because also there is all kinds of safety measures, at least in the version I prefer. And I use those for my HF transceiver. I can run that 1.5 hours, the thing is only 10 watts, on these four batteries, if I don't make QSOs constantly, because that will drain the batteries faster. But I do like it. They are very small. I need 10 to 12 normal nickel metal hydride cells, but only four. And then I have to have some device to even lower the voltage a bit, because it's too high. It's 17 volt if they are completely full, I think. And the transceiver is only 16 max. I don't want to gamble on that. But it's neat, and I have several cells for the mesh core devices as well, which are some are really small. I have a kind of a body cam which has a 2200 milliamp hour cell in it, and the thing is hardly larger than 1.5 matchbox. It's unbelievable. This is a power concentration that is almost eerie. Well, I have a metal cupboard on my balcony where I keep the largest batteries and charge them outdoors because of security. Well, there's one thing that I find very, very annoying. That is that most chargers charge the pen light and the AAA batteries by the two. So there is one controller that charges both batteries. You can't charge one, that won't work. So you have to have two. And if you don't keep them together as a set, and sometimes you simply can't because an item uses three batteries, then you can have that one battery doesn't function very well anymore. And because of that, the other one doesn't charge completely full. And then you don't know which one of the two is the bad one. and you have to change another one. And especially if there are several that are not too good anymore, it's very hard to find the good ones in the pile. So I recently had the two chargers for the 3.7 pen lights that also do 1.5 volts, 1.2 volts cells. I recently bought two new ones the last couple of days to have four of those chargers, and those charge with one battery at a time. So each charger has one battery, and it does reconditioning of the batteries as well. And it checks what kind of cell it is, and then you see a light which one it is, and then it starts to, if necessary, drain the battery as empty as needed and recharging it completely. Especially the nickel metal headlight. I'm learning. Especially those, they recondition. It won't last if you charge them with the normal charger with the two batteries at a time. Then they quickly get worse again. But if you put them in this charger, they very fast recover of that. So. But almost all chargers I have work by the duo. I have one that can charge 10 of them, and also at the same time two 9-volt blocks. But even that one, it is by the duo. And it is really bad. It is such a bad idea. And the only reason the manufacturers do that is of cost efficiency. There's no other reason why you should do that. And it's such a bad idea, and I think a lot of batteries will be thrown away early while they're still good, but incorrectly determining that they are at the end of their life cycle, which they aren't, but they are throttled by their brother that indeed is not good anymore. So I also found some chargers that have microprocessors and treat four batteries as four individual batteries. So they are there, and they're not even expensive. I saw one for €22. So that's a very friendly price. But I hope someone wakes up and leads the competition with this competitive argument to root out those bad chargers. Well, the next 3 or 4 weeks, Radio Teapot is not on the air. And because of that, I thought it was a good practice. It was good practice for me to do some English. I do it by head now, so not from a script. I wrote down 7 words or so in one sentence. Only the start, the first paragraph that I that's only the only note I made. But I have been willing to make more English language items, but it's a bit difficult. And I was struggling with the news broadcast that I did weekly. Only the last two months that works really fine. It's rather easy. I don't understand. I don't even understand what problems I did have. But that's why I stopped earlier with the English version of the news. I do an English version now, but it's sometimes a bit late, and it's a short version. So I plan to work on that. I don't know if I can make such a long one to 12 to 15 minutes as the Dutch version. But, I do my best. I am considering to do some kind of weekly digest of the podcasts in the next couple of weeks and put them on the air via one of the shortwave stations that there still are. Those are not too expensive. But I'm not sure if I will do that. I was quite enthusiastic about the plan about a week ago, but it puts me in a lot of pressure, as it did before when I broadcasted these things. I even stopped twice because I couldn't handle it anymore with all the things that I did next to it. By then I did much more audio than I do now, but I did a lot less other work. So in time it doesn't make a large difference, I guess. But I will not be on the air on Radio Tapot the next couple of weeks. And you can hear me, though, on even if I don't go shortwave, I will be on the podcast, which is at dmpodcast.net, dailyminutespodcast.net. So that's for today. Daily Minutes Special is copyright Peter John Productions. Title music by Bosco, Creative Commons 2.0.
For extra voices, we regularly use 11 Labs.